Give me one good reason why I shouldn't strangle you here and now.
Pyro, it wasn't my fault.
Oh, yeah. Tell me exactly whose fault it was.
Hallie's.
And who told Hallie?
Enough. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear you bickering, all right? It doesn't matter whose fault it is. All that matters is that it's done now. There's nothing we can do about it. I've lost.
You
don't know that for sure. They're still counting
Sawyer, you can't really believe that. Our only hope is that people vote for Harris. She made a good speech.
Really? I wasn't really paying attention.
I feel sick.
I'm sorry, Elector. Sawyer, do you have anything to say?
I'm sorry too. I just... Look, how do we even know it was Hallie? It could have been E who ratted us out, or maybe Faraday found a way to record those conversations.
It had to be her, Sawyer. They wouldn't have betrayed us like that. Their whole existence depends on Faraday not knowing what they're doing.
They could have lied?
I know you don't want to believe it's Hallie, Sawyer, but...
Look, it doesn't matter. The fact is you told her without letting us know. Actually, no. The fact that you told her in the first place, that's messed up, Sawyer.
You're one to talk.
What?
I said you're one to talk. You tell me off for slipping up in front of someone I trusted, but you're more than happy to tell Alnitak all of our private business whenever you want to.
That's different. Al's trustworthy.
And I thought Hallie was.
Well, I guess I'm just a better judge of character than you are.
Enough. Seriously. Do I have to remind you both that I'm the one that's just been slandered by Faraday in front of what might as well be the rest of humanity?
Sorry, Elector.
Yeah. Sorry.
Thank you. Where is Alnitak anyway?
I left him on the line with Ziggy so I could, yell at Sawyer.
Typical.
Yeah. I feel kind of guilty. I think Ziggy terrifies him.
Ziggy? Scary? Really?
I don't understand it either.
Wonder when they'll be done with the Count.
Probably whenever they're done with Zephyrus.
Oh, God. I forgot about that. I don't. What if that goes wrong? What if Sputnik betrays us?
Sawyer.
Oh, sorry. I'm sure that won't happen.
Hi.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Ziggy gave me the all clear. Apparently, the mission was a success. They got the black box. E triggered a false depressuring alarm. Apparently one of the engineers actually turned to Sputnik and said, "Look after the box," while they went to investigate. So all went to plan, allegedly.
Oh, well, that's at least one thing that did.
Yeah. Are you guys doing okay?
Mediocre at best.
Yeah. For what it's worth, I thought you had a strong campaign, Elector. It's a shame that...
Thank you.
Dear citizens of Notus and Eurus, votes have been tabulated and a verdict on the new commander of Eurus has been decided. Please return to your seats in a timely and orderly fashion.
Oh God.
It's going to be fine.
If Hallie wants to keep her head, it better be.
Cairo?
I'll see you guys on the other side. I guess.
See you. Soon to be commander. She's not going to get it, is she?
No shit. Oh God, if Faraday wins, we're not going to be able to slap Eurus, are we?
Probably not.
Can't wait to have my other hand cut off for saying fuck.
Sorry.
God, please say it's Harris.
Don't you hate Harris?
Yes.
Citizens of Notus and Eurus, thank you so much for your patience. All the votes have been collected, and the citizens of Eurus have officially decided on their new commander.
Do we, do a drum roll?
Shut the fuck up, Sawyer.
Winning with a total of 67.59% of the votes, I am pleased to announce Amos Faraday as Eurus's new commander.
I think you might have used up your last fuck, Cairo.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Eurus, for your kindness and hospitality. I'll be completely honest. I did not expect this outcome in the slightest. But I could not be more grateful that you've put your trust and support in me to lead your ship. I'd also like to congratulate my fellow campaigners on their skill and talent. While you may not have won, you are worthy opponents, and I have a lot to learn from you both. Now, this is something new and exciting. We're entering uncharted space here, folks, and I could not be more thrilled to lead you through it as your new commander. Together, we're going to usher in a new era for humanity. And with the innovation and expertise of two ships combined, I could not be more sure that this era will be monumental. Now, as my first act as commander of Eurus, I have some unfinished business left to deal with. The official sentencing of Celaya Langley. Miss Langley, please step forwards. You must have been nervous with all the waiting, but it's no matter. I've given your official punishment much thought. Citizens of Eurus, you may not know this, but during the upheaval of power on Notos, I gave Commander Korzeniowski and his inner circle, those who had conspired with him to eliminate the West Wing, a choice. They were either to defer to me and, depending on the severity of their crimes, spend the rest of their days in isolation from the rest of the ship, or they could take a page out of their own books and deal with their problems by by eliminating them. Sorry? No point in being subtle. The decision they made was between staying in the ship and dealing with the consequences of their actions, or escape via the exit hatch. And as it turns out, the majority decided that they would rather see the outside of the ship than the inside. I understand this must sound brutal to you, heartless even, and though I stand by that decision, I want you all to know that I am far from heartless. And that is why I have made the decision that I have. Celaya Langley, you will not be sentenced to death. As much as you were quick to wave your hands at the death of others, deaths you caused, you and I are not at all similar. You will return to your prison cell and spend the rest of your days in isolation. Far, far away from the power you were so desperate to hold on to. Any questions? Good. Now, Notos, Eurus. Take a long, good, hard look at one another. We are one ship now, divided only by the structures of the buildings we grew up in. And I could not be more proud to be your commander.
Well, at least we can branch into two ships' drug markets now.
Not the time, Ziggy.
I really just don't know what else to say, okay?
I'm really sorry, Alecto.
It's not your fault. Even with Harris and I combined, we couldn't beat him.
I can't believe that. Whatever happened to ship loyalty?
Faraday's the one who saved us. I'm sure most people thought that they were being loyal.
I wish I'd told them what he did to you, Cairo. They would have never voted him in.
But who knows what would have happened to Notus? What if at one point they needed our help and we'd left them because the commander was a psychopath? It's not their fault he did what he did.
You really care about this ship, don't you, Cairo?
Notus? I just think some of the people are alright.
Well, now we're all in the same boat. Is he going to go back to drugging everyone, including Eurus? Surely people are going to notice if others are acting strange, just like you did.
I don't know.
Well, Faraday's got a lot on his plate. I mean, think about it. He's running two ships now, on top of having to deal with the consequences of his, you know, little drugging fiasco, and deciphering the Zephyrus data enough to be able to troubleshoot what's wrong with the ships. Is he going to be able to manage all that?
I don't think he's even thought of that. He's probably just... I don't even know what. I'm just kicking myself. I should have seen this coming.
Alexa, you can't blame yourself.
I can. Langley put her trust in me to win, and I failed her. You put your trust in me to win, and I failed you. I failed Eurus, and I failed myself.
Nah, you didn't fail anyone. Faraday did. Besides, do you care what Langley thinks?
I do. A bit. Now she's gonna waste away in a tiny cell. There's nothing any of us can do.
She killed people.
I know she did, but I don't know. I don't think anyone deserves to live like that. It'd probably be better if she were dead.
I'll get it.
Hi, can I come in?
Yeah?
I have it! Oh, yeah, we're supposed to be quiet. I have it!
The data?
Yeah! Gosh, it was so cool. Like, even the opportunity was amazing. I've never been on a top priority job like that. And honestly, it was sort of a dream come true. And it was so easy to get the data. They just left me with the box. I was touching something that was just floating in space. Isn't that so cool? I mean, with gloves, technically, because it was really cold. But are you guys all right? You look upset.
Faraday won the election.
Oh, I'm really sorry, guys. How do you do that?
Smear campaign, basically.
No, it wasn't. He was the best candidate.
Well, that's bullshit. Oh, is he gonna make it illegal to swear on your ship, too?
We were wondering the same thing.
Well, fuck that.
Sputnik.
Oh, come on, say it. I know you want to. Fuck that.
Fuck that.
See? Doesn't that make you feel a little better?
Honestly, yeah. A bit.
It's not like anyone can hear us.
None of these around.
Yeah, I haven't heard from them since they finished monitoring the Zephyrus drop.
E? Huh.
Sputnik, you mentioned the black box was floating in space. What, was the situation with Zephyrus?
I don't quite know how to put it.
Off to a great start.
We couldn't actually see anything for ages. And I think people thought that the coordinates were a dud, but then there was the black box, just, floating, I guess. And around it were just these rings and rings of what sort of looked like dust and ash. Everyone got a bit serious when we saw that. They said something about disabling a gravitational field, I think. I don't know, it was a bit confusing.
Like an accretion disk?
Bless you?
That's not good. So, like, those black boxes can create their own artificial gravity in order to stay in location after a disaster? And it's normal for stuff like dust and gas to be attracted to it? But normally the wreckage would have been attracted to the gravitational field as well. There was no structure?
Not that I could see.
How big were the rings?
Massive. Like, real, real big. We couldn't even get close. They had to send out some of those computer-controlled probes to collect the box.
That's really bad. That means there's a chance the ash and dust could be Zephyrus.
Could possibly do that to his ship.
I'm not sure. I could be wrong. I don't know.
Well, if you need help deciphering the data, I'm more than happy to.
You've done enough for us, Sputnik.
But this is important. I want to help. And I'm smart. Really smart.
I don't doubt it. I just worry. Last time I let someone from the outside help...
Oh, it's just some maths!
Look, you have to promise to be careful. Very careful.
I'm always careful! That's a lie. I'm never careful. But I'll try!
You're fucking kidding me.
What is it?
Hallie Wagner is trying to get in touch with you.
Oh, I am very curious to see what she has to say for herself.
Well, we're not going to find out anytime soon.
I'm sorry, Sawyer.
It's okay. Well, let's see what's hidden in that box.
You could knock, Alara. Go outside and do it again.
I was only going to congratulate you.
Thank you. But you can do that once you've stepped outside and knocked on my door. Come in. Ah, Alara! What a pleasant surprise.
Sure. Well done on the new title.
Same title. New ship.
You must be proud of yourself.
You know, the way you said that, it almost seems like you think I've made the wrong decision.
I've already told you what I think of your situation.
Yes. Yes. Enlighten me again, won't you?
Oh, for goodness sake. The task of running two ships is near impossible for one person to handle on their own. You don't have the time or the resources.
But it's not two ships anymore, really. Just one much larger ship.
You'd be hard-pressed to find anyone on either ship that would agree with that statement.
Besides, I'm not doing it on my own.
No, I expect you'll be asking me to pick up the slack for you, won't you? Sorting out and trying to hide the Zephyrus situation, rethinking how we're going to integrate the ships. You are aware there is a reason why the ships were separated in the first place. If there's an outbreak, it affects two halves of the rest of humanity. How do you think that's going to fare? Who do you think they're going to blame?
Whoever I tell them to blame.
You know, Amos, one day I'm not going to be around to clean up your messes for you.
You know what? I think today is that day.
What?
Yes! You know what? I think that you've passed your expiry date, Alara. It's been a lovely time working with you, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to find a new job.
You're firing me?
If you want to put it that way. Yes. You've expended your usefulness.
You can't do that.
I just did.
Amos, you can't do that. I'll tell them about...
No, I don't think you will.
How do you know that?
Because if you're talking about that, you've seen firsthand what I can do. I might not have it anymore, but when I do...
And I've seen that you'll be nowhere without someone by your side, making sure you stay on track and doing all the dirty work for you.
Then it's a good thing I already have a replacement.
You can't...
And that will be... all, Alara. Thank you for your time and for your opinions. I'll be sure to take them on board.
Sawyer?
Nope.
Sawyer, please.
I don't care what you have to say. Go away.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Hallie. Apology not accepted. Now just go away and
Sawyer,
let
me- please, just hear me out.
Why should I do that? Give me one good reason why I should listen to another word you have to say. Exactly. God, I can't believe you. You know what? You're good at making people trust you. I'll give you that. When I met you, you were snooping through my room and I didn't even bat an eye. I don't know how you did it, but good job, I guess.
Sawyer. I didn't know he'd use it like that.
Don't lie to me.
All right. Okay. Look, can I come in?
Are you going to tell Faraday everything I say?
I'm not. But I know you can't trust my word, so...
Exactly. I can't. Why are you here, Hallie?
Because I feel guilty.
It's Alecto you should be apologizing to. What? Was he blackmailing you? Holding something over your head?
No.
Then why?
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know why, Sawyer. Honestly. I know that's not the answer you want here, but you told me not to lie to you. So, I don't have an excuse. It's just, when Quinn approached me to help broadcast Faraday's campaign, it was the first time I'd felt important or needed. So I said yes, and it just kept going from there, and at one point it delved from just sourcing information they needed into actively spying on and harming people. And I knew it was wrong, but I just kept doing it. I don't think I knew how to say no. And I liked being important.
You're unbelievable. You could have lied to them, Hallie, because it's obvious you're good at that.
I don't really want any forgiveness. I just wanted to let you know. That's all.
Well, you have. So you can go now.
I don't want to help him anymore.
So now you draw the line.
Should have drawn it a long time ago.
It's good we agree on something at least.
I want to prove to you that I'm on your side.
Yeah? Well, you're going to need to do something spectacular to prove that. Just leave me alone.
I'm really sorry, Sawyer.
How does it feel?
A bit tight. Kind of painful, honestly. But the weight of it feels more normal. Like it's supposed to be there, instead of just nothing.
Hmm. Well, only have it on for a few hours a day, when you're getting used to it. And come to me the second anything feels wrong or especially painful. All right?
I won't need to come to you. You're already hounding me every day. Can't so much as blink weirdly without you asking me what the problem is.
You're my patient. It's my job.
I don't see you being this friendly with any of your other patients. Well, this is annoying. Friendly, annoying, it's all the same thing, really.
Fine. Well, next time you're in pain, I won't do anything to help.
Next time?
Well, knowing you...
Knowing me! God, I'm not going to try any locked doors again, Al. Though, I'm curious. This hand's made of metal. What do you think would happen if I tried to put it in one of those doors?
You'd die. Because I'd kill you.
Yeah, probably not a good idea. I don't want Electra to worry about anything else.
Is she doing all right?
No. She seems really down. And we haven't heard from E in days. Without them, I don't think she and Spugnik can,
Right. That's worrying.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going back to Eurus tomorrow, by the way. Back to the old job in communications.
Oh. Yes. I heard that Eurus is back to capacity now. I suppose I won't be seeing much of you anymore.
Don't sound too excited, and you'll still see plenty of me. They've connected a train line at the docking site. Travelling between ships is going to be easy as travelling within the ship. Do you want to see it?
See what?
Eurus. I'm free all afternoon. I can show you the Red.
The Red?
It's where I'm from. Eurus's version of the West Wing. But, and I mean no offence, it's a whole lot more interesting. We have street vendors and doors that don't burn you, and oh, get this... ambient lighting.
Sounds like a dream.
Oh, come on, Al. You can't tell me you're not a little curious.
About this ambient lighting? I'm practically on the edge of my seat.
Al.
I'm not sure. If this Red spat out people like you and Ziggy...
Yeah, you'll probably shit yourself in fear.
I've told you, I don't find Ziggy scary.
You do. Come on, just for a little bit. I'm bored. Oh, and you can make sure I don't get into any more trouble.
I get off work in half an hour.
Nice. You're gonna lose your shit.
Huh. I'm terrible at this.
You're not that bad. You've just never done it before.
What does this line of code even mean?
I think that's temperature.
Of the ship?
Yeah. I don't think that's useful.
Just like me.
Oh, you are being useful, Electo. You just need to get the hang of it. You're already miles better than yesterday.
Thank you, Sputnik. Sorry we have to do this ourselves. 2,000 years of ship data.
Oh, it's okay. It's more interesting than getting a big boring computer to do the job for us. Oi. Would he get offended if I called them a computer?
I'm not sure. Probably. I worry about them.
Because we haven't heard from them. Or just in general.
Both, I suppose. I can't imagine what it must be like.
Yeah. I wish they were here to help us, though. I could have spent more time on Kyra's hand. Do you think he'll like it?
I think he will. Thank you for offering to make that, Sputnik.
Yeah, it's okay. I love making stuff like that. Okay, so I think we're going to have to look further on in the code to get the data of the explosion. Maybe around here. So if you just...
Hi, Sawyer.
Hi. Sorry I'm late. Ziggy and I got held up.
Decided whether to go back to being an officer?
No way.
So you're going to stay on Notos?
I don't know. Maybe I'll find a new job somewhere else on Eurus. But I suppose where I am on Notos isn't a bad option.
Why don't you want to be an officer anymore? Is that okay to ask?
No, it's fine. I don't know. After everything, I...
Everything?
I don't really want to talk about it that much, if it's all right.
Oh. Okay. Don't you guys have, like, family back on Eurus?
I don't.
Oh.
I do. But... we're not really close.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Anyways, how's the code going? Any luck?
None.
And no E?
Nope.
I don't like that. Do you think we should maybe... Oh, for God's sake, not again.
What is it?
Hallie's calling me. I told her the other day to leave me alone. Why can't you just take the hint?
What do you think she wants to say?
I have no idea, but if she wants to talk, she can talk. And since you're here, Electo, she can give you an apology too.
Sawyer,
please don't talk.
What?
Stay quiet, okay? Don't say anything. Stay on the line. This is important.
What are you on about, Hallie?
What she say?
Shh.
Please. Okay?
Okay.
I'll explain later.
Ah, Hallie! Just the person I was hoping to see.
What are you holding?
It's tea. Flavored tea. That store does the best drinks. I've been dying to go back ever since I stepped foot on Notos.
You dragged me all the way to Eurus for tea.
It's good! It's not just for tea. I wanted to show you around. I got you brown sugar. I didn't know what you'd like. Oh, shit, don't tell me one of those doctors that's all up in arms about sugar.
I'm not a psychopath. I owe my job to insane amounts of sugar late at night.
Thank God. Oh, wait, let me... Yep, that's mine. Wouldn't want you to have the wrong one.
Why?
CBD?
So that's why you wanted to come here.
Guilty.
It's not bad. How much do I...
Nah, it's on me.
What? No,
you've spent the past 2.5 weeks taking care of me. Going up. The very least I can do is buy you a drink.
Oh. Well, thank you.
I didn't really know what your taste in scenery is like, considering you live in the blandest ship in the world, but most people like this place, so...
You're allowed on the upper levels.
Yeah. This whole part of the Red is free real estate. They pretty much let us do whatever we want with it, which most of the time is why you end up with the alleyways we just came from, but... Sometimes you get this.
Oh, wow.
Pretty cool, right?
Kyra, this is fantastic.
It was designed by a group of artists a few years back, but the community all sort of pitch in to keep it up.
Are these vines real?
Yeah.
I've never seen plant life outside of the Arboretum. That's fascinating. How do they go all the way up?
I don't know.
Wow.
I didn't think you'd be this impressed.
This is... The exact kind of thing I love.
Plants?
Well, when you put it like that, it sounds dumb.
No, It's not dumb. I'm just surprised.
I used to go to the Arboretum a lot. When I was younger. That's why I started in biology.
Huh. But you didn't stick with plants.
My dad wasn't very fond of, I quote, that plant business. And so one thing led to another. And I mean, being a doctor isn't the worst thing in the world. I'm doing a good thing. And yeah, sometimes I wish I'd taken a different course. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's all the same, isn't it? Plants, people, it's just life.
Huh.
Ugh, sorry, enough oversharing. This place is cool, and thank you for bringing me here.
No, it's fine. I didn't know that about you.
Not really the best bedside manner to tell my patients that I didn't want to be a doctor.
You have a point. I mean, what's a botanist but a plant doctor?
Exactly. Same job. Except the plants don't talk back.
I'm sure you'd prefer that.
With most of my patients, yeah. But not all of them.
Is that you asked for me? I heard about what happened with Quinn. I just wanted to say, I hope you're managing all right.
It's very considerate of you, Hallie.
What happened with Quinn?
But I'm doing fine. I have found myself with a very talented replacement.
Oh? May I ask who that might be, Commander?
That's not of any relevance. From now on, if I need you, you'll be coming straight to me.
Did Quinn get fired?
Why is she recording this?
I think it's her way of proving.
Of course, Commander.
I just wanted to say, personally, thank you for your help. I've no idea how much your information helped me win the election, but any bit counts.
You're welcome, Commander.
Of course. I'm sure that bridge has probably been burnt, which is a shame. But you're a talented young woman, Hallie. I'm sure you'll find new ways of getting me the information I need.
I hope I will.
Take a trip to Eurus for me. Talk to people. See if you can get the general opinion on what people think of Notos and what they expect from me.
Yes, Commander.
And make sure that you... How curious. I'm sorry, Hallie. Can we continue this conversation at some other point?
Of course, Commander.
If you could leave me.
Yes, Commander. I'll come back in a bit.
Good, good.
Hallie!
Hold on.
What's this? This is a pre-recorded broadcast. This broadcast is intended for the remaining ships from the Weaver Expedition. If this broadcast has reached you and you are not on board any of the four ships, please ignore this message. If you are, please listen carefully. Your future may depend on it. This is...
Hi there, I'm Ellie, the voice of Miss Saleya Langley, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of In Transit. In Transit, episode 207, This Is, was written and edited by Matt Wilson, and featured the voices of Adam Sterling as Cairo Flavant, Jamie Stapleton as Sawyer Rosario, Kristen Hayes as Alecto McAlpine, Joseph Wards as Almatek Vaughan, Kat Lazarus as Alara Quinn, Dan Sinclair as Amos Faraday, Greg Colbrick as Ziggy, Claire Cole as Sputnik Volkov, Ezra Mannion as Hallie Wagner, and Beth Barrett as, well, who knows who. If you want to show your support for us, please give us a good rating or review on your podcasting app of choice. It really does mean so much to us to hear what you have to say. We'll be back with next week's episode on the 24th of March. Until then, travel well.